we light the candles with the Advent wreath, we prepare to prepare ourselves anew for God's gift to us in Jesus Christ. We are reminded anew of the kind of world he entered and the blessings he brought. During this Advent season, let us receive again these gifts. As we light the first candle, we remember the gift of love for a lonely world. People are lonely because they build walls instead of bridges. Walls between themselves and God. Walls between themselves and other people. In Jesus Christ, God enters into our loneliness to help us break down our walls and build bridges. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us. That God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. If God so loved us, we also want to love one another. Let us pray. Prepare us, O Lord, for your advent into our lives. Come into our time and place, change the course of our personal history, and make our lives the birthplace of your presence. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Peace from above and for our salvation.
by your merciful protection, alert us to the threatening dangers of our sins, and redeem us from your life of justice. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I invite the children to come up. We have just Callum today. Oh, we have one more. Come on up.
Israel and the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause of righteousness, a righteous branch, to spring up for David. And he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live safely. And this is the name by which we will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We'll read Psalm 25, verses 1 through 10 responsibly today. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
My God, I put my trust in you. Let me not be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me.
Let none who look to you be ashamed. Rather, let those who put to shame who are treacherous.
Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. In you I have trusted all the days long.
Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting.
Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgressions. Remember me according to your steadfast love, and for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
You are gracious and upright, O Lord. Therefore, you teach sinners in the language.
You lead the lowly in justice, and teach the lowly your way.
All your paths, O Lord, are steadfast love and faithfulness to those who keep your covenant and your testimonies.
Second reading is from Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
I read a story in the paper some time ago about an incident that happened in California. The police were called to the home of an 82-year-old man. The neighbors hadn't seen him for quite some time, and as a result, they were worried about him. And when they went into the house, they found him laying on the floor. He had apparently been dead for some time. They called the coroner, and the coroner began to take pictures, as they do. And one particular picture, he took a close-up of the man's face. And when the flash went off, there was a gasp. And the man was alive. They thought he was dead. And he was alive. Now, I had a tree like that once. I chopped it down. In the fall, I chopped it down, and in the spring, I went back to check on that. It was behind one of my sheds, and I, lo and behold, it had come back to life. It was not just a little tree, it was a bush. So I got out my axe, and I chopped it down even further. Well, you know what happens. But more than a month later, I went back, and sure enough, it had sprouted up and become a bush again. The only way I got rid of it was to dig down under the roots and lift the whole roots out. Jeremiah, in our first reading, declares that that's what's happening, going to happen with Israel. Jeremiah is writing at a time when Israel is about to go into exile in Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar is right on the horizon, ready to take them off. And, if you know the rest of the story, the last king of the line of David is taken to Babylon and is never heard from again. He's gone. And as far as Israel is concerned, it's all over. But Jeremiah has already told them, a righteous branch will spring forth from the stump of Jesse. You may think you're dead, but you're not dead yet. God has other plans. One of the difficulties that many churches have, and especially right now, a lot of churches this size and smaller and some even larger, are in that let's prepare for our funeral stage. You know, this looks like there's not much hope. How many pregnant people do we have here today? You see, we don't have any young children about to be born. And it just seems to be going downhill and downhill. And it seems like a hopeless cause. Well, one of my tasks that I've been tasked with in coming here was to help us come up out of that. Besides being the pastor of these two churches and doing all the pastor stuff that we normally do and preach and teach and all that kind of thing, the other part of it is that I'm supposed to help us walk through that whole process and give us a new vision of where we're going to go. To do that, I want to tell you some stories, but I want to tell you, I share with you one of my favorite poems. "'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while to waste much time with the old violin. But he held it up with a bow, and he said, "Who'll start the bidding for me? A dollar? Only a dollar? $2, and who'll make it three? $3. $3 going once, $3 going twice." He's feeling almost gone, but then a gray-haired old man comes up from the back, and he picks up the bow and wipes the dust off of the old violin, and then he tightens the loose strings, and he plays
say, well, we don't quite understand. Says, now, what am I did for the old five? $1,000! And who'll make it two? $2,000! And who'll make it three? $3,000 going once, $3,000 going twice, going and gone, said here, and then the people really cheer. But there are those who can't quite understand. What changed the value of it? Swift came the reply. The touch of the master's hand. Now many a man, woman, child, church, with his life out of tune and battered and scarred by sin, is auction cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, he travels on. He's going once, he's going twice, he's going and almost gone. But the master comes. And the foolish crowd can't quite understand. The work of the soul, or the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand. That poem is one that I hope we will all take to heart. I want you to do something. I know it's going to be uncomfortable, but do it anyway. I want everybody to hold hands. Not just in your little two summer threesome there. Come on, get everybody. I want everybody. That includes you and Scott and Julie, you too. Yeah, across the aisle. All right, Jim. We got everybody? Okay. The kids there too, yeah. Now, I want you to keep in mind what Jesus said. Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I will be in the midst of them. Jesus is here. I'm not Jesus, but Jesus is present. And he is holding all of our hands. And he is taking a hold of our violin and ready to play a beautiful number. Listen again to those words. Now, many a church, I'll change it a little bit. Many a church, with his life out of tune and battered and scarred by sin, is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of potlucks, with a cup of coffee or glasses of wine, a bunch of games, and they're traveling on. But, here it comes. The master is here. He has laid his hands on all of us. And a lot of people won't be able to understand. The work of this soul that he loves so much, and the change that can be wrought by the touch of our master's hand. That's the good news today. We have been touched. May we be all that he wants us to be. Amen. Let's join together in singing the hymn of the day. Which, by the way, I think is 259 instead of 257. So I'm sure you will hear from me. O come, Emmanuel. Oh, it was 257. We got a change. All right. Thank you.
believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As we await the coming of Christ, we pray and hope for the church, the world, and all of creation. Equip your church, merciful God, to cure our roots in the soil of your eternal word. Feed our worries and remove our shame. Grow our faithfulness and let your steadfast love blossom among us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Sustain your creation, O God. Water the parched soil. Restore depleted fields. Send farmers, forest rangers, and gardeners to care for fig trees and wheat fields. Gardens and arboretums. Increase our love for the land. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Grow peace within us, abundant God. Raise up leaders of every community grounded in your justice and mercy. Increase their love for all people. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our
prayer. Feed the hungry, living God. Gather and harvest into a feast for our neighbors. Move us to nurture those who are bereaved and lonely. Empower those living with HIV and AIDS, and all who are sick, especially those in need. Lord, in your mercy.
Yeah.
Increase our joy, wondrous God. Plant thanksgiving in our hearts and multiply the good fruit of our outreach ministry and creation care program, especially with Christian. Guide us in our service to local and global ministries. Lord, in your mercy. In thanksgiving, remember all who have died and now rest in your glory. Hold all who mourn in the comfort of your eternal life and bring us to the life and the new life you promised, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear
confident that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we bring to you these prayers and those unspoken. In the name of Christ,
Thank you.
heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. We invite all who believe in the presence of Christ to join us at this table.
Thank you.
Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, in his precious blood, strengthen and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Okay. Other announcements? John and Nancy.